USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's now clearing his schedule and planning to work from the White House for a while after he and First Lady Melania Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. President Trump says he took a test after White House advisor Hope Hicks tested positive on Wednesday. Hours before his own test results came back, he said late yesterday,
"I just went for a test and we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? But you know Hope very well. She's fantastic and she's done a great job. But it's very, very hard when you are with people from the military or for law enforcement and they come over to you." And
the president there on Fox News, he's had to cancel a rally in Florida later today. The Democratic-led House has passed a huge coronavirus stimulus package. The $2.2 trillion measure, though, unlikely to make it through the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.